Okay, can you tell me your name, please?
Hannah.
And what do you do?
I'm a student in Year 9.
And can you tell me about your parents' education and what they do?
Well, at the moment, they're both real estate agents and they both work at the same company.
And did they go to uni?
Yeah, they both went to uni.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
I've got one younger brother and one younger sister.
So you're the oldest.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, how did your family feel about reading and writing?
My mum always loved reading and my dad did too, but then my dad started getting an eye problem because when he was little he looked at the sun and he couldn't read that well after that.
Okay. So did you live in Brisbane growing up?
No, I was born in South Africa, but I moved here when I was about one, so yeah, kind of did.
And you live in Brisbane now?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first learnt to read and write?
Yeah, I was in kindergarten.
Okay, and can you tell me anything about it?
Well, I found it really hard. I was a very messy handwriter, but I was quite good at reading.
That's good. Do you remember the first time you used a computer?
Probably in year two to do some homework for school.
Okay, so it was at school. Did your family have a computer growing up?
Yes.
And did you get to use it at home?
Yes, for homework we got quite a lot of things we had to do on the computer.
And did you play games on it at all?
Yeah, I loved playing games on it.
And did your family have rules about when you could use a computer or how you could?
Yeah, we were allowed to use it for an hour each day, no longer.
Uh-huh. And, you know, did they limit what games or
food? Not really, but yeah.
So you first used a computer at school in year two?
Yeah.
Did you have them in your classroom or was it a computer lab?
Well, at my old school we didn't have computers for individuals, but we had a computer lab.
And you know, were there rules about when you could go there, what you could use it for?
Yeah, we were only allowed to use it at morning tea and lunchtime, mm-hmm. and we had to have a teacher supervise.
Okay, and were you allowed to play games on it, or what did you do on it?
Well, really, schoolwork. Towards the end of my primary school years, we weren't allowed to play games at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you own a computer now?
Yeah, I do.
Can you describe the most recent time you used a computer at school, what you were doing on it?
Probably 5 minutes ago. I was just taking notes in my lesson.
Okay, and what about at home? What did you do most recently at home?
Last night I did some homework. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what kind of homework? Are you word processing or what are you doing?
Well, I was practicing writing an essay for my history because we have a practice essay today.
Okay. So if you thought about how long you usually use a computer at school, like how much of the school day do you use a computer for?
Well, most of the school day actually, other than morning tea and lunchtime.
Okay, and at home, how long do you think?
Probably 2.5 hours.
So do you use other devices to access the internet or do...
I have my phone, but I don't usually use it to go on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And does your family now have rules about using computers or...
I'm allowed to use my computer whenever I want, but my brother and sister, they don't have their own computers because they go to my old primary school, mm-hmm. and they're allowed to use the... our house computer 1 hour each day.
Okay. So just kind of to sum up, how comfortable do you feel using technology?
Well, I feel very comfortable using technology because in society these days, technology is often used.
Mm. So if you can't do something, what do you do? Like if you're stuck on the computer and you don't know how to do something with it, what do you do?
Well, I normally search it up on the internet and get ideas on what to do if you're stuck. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.